WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hot weather may stress Wisconsin's electrical grid beyond its abilities this summer. Luke Mathers reports.
Two-thirds of North America, including Wisconsin, might be at risk of energy shortages this summer amid peak demand. That comes from high energy usage during times of extreme heat. A new report from the North American Electric Reliability Corps, a utility watchdog, says Wisconsin should have enough energy to meet normal demand. However, increased demand during the summer months may stress energy reserves throughout the region. The report from the NERC states the retirement of coal power plants, possible spikes in demand, and instability during extreme heat are contributing to the increased risk North America faces this summer. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Crime in Milwaukee is going down after a sharp rise since the COVID-19 pandemic. The city and the county set records for homicides last year. Marcosa Tucker-Harris is executive director of the African American Roundtable. She says more police won't solve the problem.
What keeps people safe is when people have their basic needs met, they have housing, they have family-sustaining jobs, and they also have access to the things that are going to help them thrive.
David Muhammad is deputy director of the Milwaukee County Health and Human Services Department. He says the solution is getting to the root causes of violent crime, things like poverty, housing, and incarceration.
The effect of that is a learned hopelessness and a despair that manifests in self-hatred. And so when you add guns into the mix, you get the recipe for disaster that we've seen in our communities.
Muhammad and Tucker Harris recently spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's student loan relief plan, consumer watchdogs are concerned scam artists will prey on people struggling to pay back their student loans. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Judy Dollison with the Better Business Bureau says any email, phone call, or text telling a person they qualify for lower payments through some type of debt relief program now should be a warning sign, especially if an upfront fee is required.
It's important just to watch for those red flags. To prevent the scammers from stealing your money, or even worse, sometimes they ask for personal information that can be used for identity theft.
She recommends doing research before sharing any personal information and relying only on official government websites for information on loan consolidation. Report fraud to the Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker or to the Federal Student Aid Information Center. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
The Department of Natural Resources is issuing warnings about high E. coli levels in Wisconsin lakes. Several beaches are under advisories. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. United We Rock is the theme for the Waukesha Parade this year. The parade followed a new route starting at the Dreyfus State Office Building on Barstow, proceeding down Main Street to Maple and ending at Park Avenue. The ongoing violent holiday weekend in Milwaukee persisted as 7 people were shot, resulting in 2 deaths. 4 of the shootings occurred within an hour and a half. A 15-year-old was killed last night near the fireworks celebration in Milwaukee. In separate incidents, 2 15-year-olds sustained injuries and another 40-year-old man died. A former Walworth County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 21 years in prison for sexually assaulting multiple women and girls over a 10-year period while off duty. Gerardo Baca pleaded guilty to several charges, with the assaults taking place at his Delavan home. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers with a comeback win over the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the biggest come-from-behind win of the season for Milwaukee, an 8-6 win over the Cubs in front of 43,000 at American Family Field. Brewers starter Julio Teheran got off to a rough start, giving up 6 runs on 8 hits in the first 2 innings.
Those 2 innings, they were crazy. I mean, a lot of weird things happened, but I mean, I was able to set everything up. And I mean, obviously, when you got a start like that and you just got a battle and get through five at least and give the team the chance to come back.
Then down 6-3. Brewers pinch hitter Jamai Jones, just signed from a Dodgers minor league team, came to the plate. Bally Sports Wisconsin's Jeff Levering.
And now it's Jamai Jones who's going to make his Brewers debut. Just signed his contract today. Hits with the bases loaded and hits for the first time in the big leagues since 2021.
What a moment.
And a line shot to center. Back Bellinger. It's over his head and off the wall. Tapia around third. The throw. Tie game.
Third baseman Brian Anderson is out on paternity leave. Brewers manager Craig Counsell on having to use Jones.
The backstory, just the timing behind it of, you know, he had opted out of his deal, and it's crazy. And then him being the game-winning hit, it's life worked out pretty good for him.
Christian Yelich barely met Jones before the game.
You know, saw him at his locker unpacking all of his stuff, and then the next time I saw him, he was hitting a pinch hit triple, so that's pretty cool.
The 25-year-old infielder, Jahmy Jones, has played for the Angels, the Orioles, and now with a big hit for the crew.
Just trying to do my job and keep passing the baton, and luckily all three scored.
Cubs manager David Ross asked how his bullpen could have avoided blowing a 6-run lead.
9 free passes with a 6-run lead early on just can't happen. We got to throw strikes, challenge guys, make them earn it.
So game 2 of the 4-game series featuring Kyle Hendricks against the Brewers lefty Wade Miley, game time 3:10. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a
hey,
big doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. I'm doing really great, man. I got a great guest on right at the top of the show. And, you know, I had a chance to meet. And let me do this. Let me introduce her first. Her name is Julie De La Terry, and she is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to make this happen ever since I first met you several weeks ago, and you are as eclectic a personality as there is. I only know one other person who has as eclectic a personality as you. His name is Johnny Watermelon, but he doesn't do what you do.
Well, cool. There's probably a lot more people out there like me. You just haven't met them yet.
So let's talk. I met you. It's maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago. We were at, what was the name of the facility?
That was at Wisconsin Grassroots Festival,
and I know, and I knew as I was, you know, we were doing a live remote, and as I was walking around the different exhibits and whatnot, you kind of caught my eye right away because you had on one of those throwback tie-dye T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I mean, the real one, right? They've got some counterfeit ones today, but you had on this great tie-dye T-shirt that you gave me, and I have been sporting around the radio station.
My friend Bonnie, she makes a living making those T-shirts, so that's a one-of-a-kind in the world you got there.
Yes, it's really beautiful, but let's talk about who you are, because you are a very special person and the kind of work you do. What is Singing Trees Farms?
Well, Singing Trees Farms is kind of a culmination of my entire existence on this planet. I started out as a child really wanting to be a farmer, and I didn't end up being one full-time until about 5 years ago. There's a whole bunch of history that happened in between. which was being a landscaper, encouraging people to pull up their lawns and grow their own food in their own backyard. I did that for almost two decades. Then I went into college. I got divorced from an abusive alcoholic husband, became a single mom, went into college as a non-trad at 40 years old. 9 years later, I had my master's degree in environmental science from UW-Madison at Gaylord Nelson Institute. Then I did a little bit of teaching here and there, and then I ended up deciding to go into farming a little bit more because I kept hearing these voices in my head from my grandmother saying, hey, you got to grow food, you got to grow food. That's where it's all at. In the meantime, I spent a lot of time with Native American folks, indigenous folks, learning their life ways and their ways of looking at things, their spirituality. It made a lot more sense to me than the spiritual practices I was raised in, which is, I call them Al-Qaeda Lutherans. I'm more of like a broad-minded person who understands each and every one of us has our own way of looking at the world, our own way of engaging, our own talents, and I don't go around pointing fingers at people. So then I decided to start the farm, and basically as a kind of a educational outreach to try to invite people to rethink how they engage with the land and the water and all these gifts that we've been given and restore it and regenerate it, focus on life building life ways and life building food and, you know, affirming that we can all have positive effects on this planet and on each other. And so Singing Trees doesn't just produce food, it produces spiritual food. And that's the path I'm on right now.
You know, back in the day, you would be called a free spirit. You connected with Native Americans. I do know a little bit about some of their beliefs. And one of them that I think all of us could learn from, especially major corporations, is leaving the area that you just left better off than it was when you got there.
Right on.
You know, we don't practice any of that anymore. What part of the state is your farm located in?
It's in the southwest corner of the state, about 40 miles from the Mississippi River, right on the edge of a region they call the Driftless, which is a four-state area. The last ice age, the glaciers didn't come through. That's why it's called Driftless. So there's all kind of rock outcroppings and beautiful topography out here that's quite spectacular, but it has an actual energy to it that I really enjoy. It seems to draw artistic people and people who love the land. It's a really cool place for me to end up. I didn't grow up here. I grew up outside of Milwaukee.
Wow.
Near Watertown.
So how many acres are you actually farming?
Well, Singing Trees is 106 acres. I have another home place where I have an actual computer and a landline. Singing Trees doesn't have any of that. It just has electricity, but we don't have technology there. We leave it behind. So I have my home place. That's 14 acres. And then we've got another parcel, 53 acres, with an active beaver pond on it. So we get to watch the beavers do their thing down there. So that's pretty cool.
So let me ask you, because you and I had a great conversation when we first met, and I am a person who can't understand why we have a government that allows corporations to poison the people. Mm-hmm. I don't care what food it is. They allow poison in the food, and the American people aren't aware that we are being poisoned. Is that one of the reasons why you decided to grow your own food?
Ever since I was a kid, I was very interested in being self-sufficient, like maybe 6-7 years old. And I've always been attracted to living out in the wild. And I started studying nutrition and organic farming when I was about 11 years old because I just recognized real early that there's this crap out there. There was a farmer spraying outside my door because my family lived on 2 acres. We were surrounded by a farmer that sprayed. So I think I kind of watched it and smelled it when I was just a little kid. So I realized it's something I didn't really want. And so my whole life I've been paying attention. And then when I entered into to the halls of higher education and learn how to do, you know, deep research and got in some chemistry classes and things of that nature, then I began to understand how it affects every system of our body and every system of the body of a plant or an animal. So then I can see in my mind what it's doing to us. The thing is, I mean, our whole political structure and our whole society is arranged such that we're not told the truth about anything. I mean, we can't believe what's on the label of chemical bottles of chemicals because their companies aren't required to say what's in the inert ingredients. We're not told what's going on. And if you go to a government website to find out what's the air quality today or, you know, what's the regulation on this or that or who's doing this, they're not going to tell you either. So you just got to pay attention and watch what's going on in your neighborhood and get together with people that are also paying attention. And as a group, you can kind of figure things out on your own because it's all, we live in a system of lies. We're being lied to every single day.
So can we trust when you go into the grocery store and it says organic food, can we trust that food is organic?
That's a whole interesting thing. But first, before I go into that, they should actually say what's on the inorganic food. There should be a label by every single piece of produce they bring in from wherever in the world that should say what it's sprayed with. And I think it's really evil that they don't tell people what's on their food. And then now I'm going to switch over to the organic. I'm not certified right now, so I recently looked into getting certified organic. And I started looking at the regulations and I started looking at what they allow in organic farming. And my farming is way better than what they call quote unquote organic because they allow inorganic inputs into the organic system. So it's not a pure, you know, catch all. You can't have 100%. You can't believe everything about that word because it's been captured by the corporations too.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. No, finish your point.
The best way to know that your food is pure is to, like, actually know the person who's producing it, if you can somehow know that, or somebody who knows that farmer, or something along those lines, because it's been watered down. It started out with a good intent, but, of course, as soon as money got to be made, they increase the amount of red tape you have to go through to be called an organic farmer, and then who's going to afford it? It's going to be the big corporations, and what are they going to do? They're going to water down all the regulations.
Yes, I mean, I read something a couple years ago that these major corporations were buying all the organic farms and doing the same thing with the vegetation that they're doing with everything else, and yet keeping the tag organic on it.
Exactly. Here's something. This is right here. This is what corporations do. Monsanto makes chemicals, but then Monsanto owns the bottled water companies. So that after they contaminate all of our water and all of our air, we've got to buy the water from them.
Yes, that we think somehow is pure and right to drink. But it's no different than the stuff. Listen, we've got to go to a break. I'm so excited to have you finally on the air. We're going to have some great times because I'm going to have you back again and again and again. It's Julie De La Terry,
right.
And she is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to talk a little bit about the fact that people can come and spend time at your location and take in all the beauty that's there. We'll be right back.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're searching for Tom Notch Electrical Service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message made possible by the following businesses: Machine Shed Restaurant, dedicated to the American farmer. Farm to table that exceeds expectations. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Machine Shed at I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee. And Thunder Bay Grill, serving top quality steaks, Cajun specialties, and seafood. Perfect for gathering, relaxing, and socializing. Thunder Bay at I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 90. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 68. Mainly clear skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 88. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Julie Day Letteri. She is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. And let me ask you this, because, you know, we can talk about what happens when food is being poisoned. And they'll tell you, the corporations will tell you, there is no other way preventing what's natural, and that's insects and other things to, get on the food and stop the growth of it and eat it before it can even come into, ripeness. What is there that you can use that will prevent that?
That's a really good question. First of all, a lot of times a little bit of insect damage, that's going to tell you that's a really good piece of food you got there, because it's not contaminated.
That's true. before you go any further, I mean, that is absolutely a brilliant answer. Because when you go into the grocery store and everything looks perfect, right? I mean, fruit, the vegetables, it looks like it's wax because of how it's perfectly shaped. It's the color is vibrant and all those things. And you say, if it looks like that, those things have been contaminated.
Exactly. Because nature isn't like that. I mean, if you go out and I gather a lot of native fruits and everything, and I don't like put chemicals on everything. So there's a little blemish, maybe a scab, maybe an insect took a little bite or whatever. But that's telling me that when I eat that, I'm not going to get sick. I mean, the insects are doing me a favor, man.
You know, they really are. Anyway. And so that means, so is that why when you go in the grocery store and I look at, again, the stuff that the corporations have created that don't drink in the sun the way it should, that will provide nutrients in the vegetables and the fruits, because it can't, because of the way they've configured it. Yet when I go over and look at the organic stuff, I look at it, oh, that looks horrible. But that's the stuff that's good for you.
Yeah, right. But there's like layers and layers of discussion we could have here. Even organic industry like Organic Valley will make it so there's a lot of farmers out by me, Amish farmers that are certified organic, and they grow produce for Organic Valley. But Organic Valley will reject up to 50% or more of the veg that the farmers bring in because it's not perfect. It doesn't have the right size. It doesn't have the right shape. And there's big piles of food out here just going to waste because Organic Valley, even though it's organic, it's still a corporation. It still wants to McDonald'ize everybody's appetite, so everything has to look the same. There's no individuality. There's no diversity. And so there's tons and tons of waste because they're playing right into it. So right now there's a movement called the Ugly Food Movement, and it's trying to get people to realize that you want to eat the ugly food. You want to eat the stuff that doesn't look like this stuff because it's actually better for you. And the way that it got this way, it's not only it's genetic modification. They have genetically modified a lot of our foods. I mean, if you go online and look, they've modified 20, 30, 40 of the crops we find in our stores, but they don't tell you they've been genetically modified. And plus,
and it's legal.
The soils are getting so right, and the soils are getting depleted now. So a lot of these foods, and I've done my research, have like a third or a quarter or even a tenth of the nutrition they used to have years ago when the soils were alive and robust with all the things that needs to be in a soil. Soils are alive. They're not just this dead substrate. So not only do the foods look fake, but they don't have any nutrition in them.
And no flavor.
But when you go in there, they say, eat this. This is good for you. Come on.
You know, Julie, and no flavor. You know, it's, you know, I always say you go in the grocery store, and I love oranges, and I used to really, as a young boy, get the big oranges, and I forgot what they call them, from Florida, and they were the juice, the nutrients in them, you could open it up. By the time you start peeling it, the juices would run out. Well, you go in the store and see that's what used to be that same size orange, and it's colored perfectly, and it's perfectly round, and you take it home and you get ready to open it up, and you open it up and there's dry. You know, it's dry all the way through. And now, have you ever experienced that? No, you don't. You're smarter than that.
I just read something the other day that they're finding that the oranges out there in the stores, I don't know where, but I read that they don't even have any vitamin C in them anymore.
I know. You know, that's...
Because they mess with them so much.
Well, you know, that's why we're going to have you on again and again and again, because I talk about these kind of things all the time. And I think that the people don't believe me that what's happening in this country is that corporations and the lives of people don't matter. It only matters to the families. And so money is the God. And so they don't care about the fact that long term they're causing cancer in people and shortening the lifespans of people. Go ahead.
Then when you look at federal laws and how they're written, the laws are written to indemnify these corporations from the damage that they're doing. Like that recent train crash that happened.
Right.
Almost immediately, they went to the state legislature and tried, I don't know, they might have passed the law, but I read they were trying to pass a law to put a cap on the amount of damages that people could claim from their malfeasance.
So hang on, my friend. We got to go to a break. Miss Julie DeLettieri, she's from Singing Trees Farms. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. She's from Singing Trees Farms, 844-967.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dodd Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Police are now looking into a mass shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, where 11 people were shot overnight. Sergeant Jason Spencer.
Well, we had a large crowd gathering shortly before midnight. Shots were fired inside of the crowd.
Three people died. Eight are recovering this morning in a hospital. Meantime, police have arrested a shooting suspect in Philadelphia who's accused of killing five people and injuring two children. KYW-TV reporter Wakisha Bailey.
Philadelphia's mayor says that he is horrified by this shooting. And he also says that his heart is with the loved ones and the families involved. But there's still one question that's not answered. That's why.
A big hotel worker strike is still going strong in Los Angeles. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The hotels say they plan to continue serving guests in the short term, while the workers are asking for guest support by taking their business elsewhere.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The Waukesha Parade is themed United We Rock. There's a new route starting along the Dreyfus State Office Building on Barstow, continuing along Main to Maple, concluding at Park Avenue. Charges were filed yesterday in an attempted axe attack in Waukesha. Police say on Saturday, 51-year-old Kevin Brew threatened the victim with an axe, swung it at her twice, and narrowly missed her leg. It's believed the incident was motivated by a dispute over owed money. Brew was free on a $750 bail at the time, facing drug and weapons charges from an incident last month. The ongoing violent holiday weekend in Milwaukee persisted as seven people were shot, resulting in two deaths. Four of the shootings occurred within an hour and a half. A 15-year-old was killed last night near the fireworks celebration in Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Divine Paint and Decorating in Delafield, your full-line Benjamin Moore paint store. For hours and location, call 262-303-5129. 262-303-5129.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Julie De La Terry, and she is the founder of Singing Trees Farms. Let me ask you, you sell your produce.
Yeah.
you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I go to the local farmer's market, and I've been trying to get into a store here and there, but the regulations are so strict that it's hard for a small independent operator like me to get the best quality food out there so people can have access to it, because so, that's the way the system's organized.
So the only way to get access to your produce is to come to you, right?
Yeah, I do deliver to people, but I just deliver locally right now. But if there was a group, if there was a group of people, like 20, 30 families in a city that would make it worthwhile, I'd drive over there and feed them, because I want people to have access to it. I'm sitting on hundreds of pounds of food right now in my root cellars that I'm going to have to throw away, because I want to donate it to a food pantry. And they say, well, you can't donate to a food pantry because you're not registered with the state. And I'm like, do that. I'll find somebody I can donate it to. I don't need that.
You know, that is, if ever there was something that clearly lets you know that something is inherently wrong with the way we do things, here you are, doing the right things, producing food in the right manner, and they've got the FDA saying, no, we've got to protect the people from you, but then the corporations that are doing the wrong thing, it's okay for them to do it.
I know. Everything that should be isn't, and everything that shouldn't be is. It's just, everything's so upside down right now. It's just hard to wrap my head around it.
Let's talk about animals. Do you do anything special with animals?
Well, I run some turkeys and some geese and some chickens, and mostly I use their manure as my own fertilizer, because I don't buy fertilizer. And I have some horses, so I just make my own inputs for my fields, and I'd rot down my vegetative matter and make my own compost. And once in a while, I'll go up to Lake Superior and get some fish oval from the tribal fishery and make my own fish fertilizer, because I don't even trust the fertilizer companies. I am this year going to be purchasing some microbial inoculants, because that's something I can't do. And what they're finding more and more is, if you want a healthy body and healthy crops and a healthy planet, you got to pay attention to those little tiny things we don't see, like the fungus and the bacteria and the protists and everything that lives underneath our feet. There's a huge community down there that we barely know. We know less about a handful of soil than we know about going to the moon and back. So to me, it's like this sacred dance with the unseen world that's going to keep me and land and the people that eat my food healthy. So, and that's a growing thing right now. More and more people are realizing it. Go ahead.
So isn't it just, you know, to believe that the natives and their knowledge was poo-pooed and they were basically looked at as uneducated people, that they really kind of had the key to all of this, right?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, that's the indigenous people that lived here, but now there's still people that live here like me, so I'm indigenous to my spot, nothing against, you know, that term, but I know the land I'm on, and I'm interacting with it, but the powers that be are going to say, well, you're a small operator, you don't hold a bunch of licenses, and you don't play ball with us, so you don't have any validity. So the indigenous people, they wanted to steal their land, and they wanted them out of here because they were standing in the way of quote-unquote progress, which actually meant exploitation. They didn't want everything exploited, and the new culture in wanted to exploit everything. And basically, what do we got now? Corporations are the new colonizers. They're colonizing every part of our lives. They're colonizing our bodies, our children's minds, our spaces, our homes, our governments, our healthcare system. It's like one big freaking corporate tapeworm sucking the life juices out of every part of our existence, like sucking our soul out, you know what I'm saying? And up to us to stand in our own power as individuals and communities and say, we're not going to play this game with you all anymore. We're done.
So let me do this. Johnny, you got a question you want to ask my guest?
Sure. I'll chime in here. Hey, Julie. Good morning. This is Johnny Watermelon over at WAUK and Civic Media. Hey, I just had a couple of questions. You really raised an eyebrow here. I do a little work with the Waukesha Farmers Market. Can you talk to, say, the laypersons or the general population, some of the things they ought to be on the lookout or questions they ought to be asking vendors when they're going shopping at the farmers market? Can you talk to that point at all?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're going to go up to a vendor and you kind of want to know the quality of your food, just ask them, you know, what is your cultivation methods? You know, do you practice regenerative practices on your farm? Do you keep a certain amount of your farm for pollinator habitat or bird habitat? Down at Singing Trees, I have 60% of my farm is habitat for pollinators and birds, and I plant about 500 trees every year. So I'm constantly regenerating the system.
Wow.
So, because, like, one of the critiques I have is you can get an organic label, but if you farm the same way as a non-organic farm, which is basically production-driven row crop monoculture, then how are you different? You're just using a different suite of chemicals on your plants.
Sure. So I have a second follow-up. Maybe you could comment on something. Can you talk to the point about local plants that might be right underneath our noses and we don't know the quality or the availability of them to be used in everyday consumption? You know, I'm a mushroom hunter. I like to go out and hunt up morel mushrooms and asparagus. Is there anything that you think the common person could be walking right by and could have some utility in their life? Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah, you're throwing me a nice slow ball. I'm going to hit this one out of the park. Okay, so, I mean, I take people on walks all the time. Last spring, I had some college students out, and they came down the Singing Trees, and they just stood there by my driveway, and I pointed down at the ground, and we found 15 plants right under their feet right there that were food and medicine. They're just standing right there. So, I mean, they're everywhere. But the thing you have to think about when you live in an urban area is you have to pay attention to where they're growing, because there's a lot of contamination in the soils in urban areas. You might have lead. You might have, you know, stuff from gasoline, from cars, oil, whatever. So it's a lot more challenging for people in urban areas to collect the good, pure plants that are just coming up around. So you just got to be careful with it. But right now I did dry a bunch of the vegetation that comes up in my fields. I don't like to call them weeds, but the volunteer plants, a lot of those are highly nutritious. So instead of pulling them up and throwing them in the compost pile, I've been dehydrating them, and I made a drink powder that you can put in your shake in the morning, and I call it Eat Your Weeds. And it's basically dried up weeds from Wisconsin. Well, because they're superfood.
See, like, Earl, right there in your own backyard.
Let me ask you, Julie, the soil and the fact that the nutrients in the soil that has been ignored, and even in, mm-hmm. in many farms that aren't, organic or farms like yours, the soil has basically lost its nutrients. Let's talk a little bit about that and what that means and how that happens.
So imagine there's as much diversity under your feet as there is, well, actually, there's a lot more than what you can actually see. So if you can make yourself small and go down into the ground, you're going to see, you know, millions of different types of bacteria, millions of different types of fungus that eat the bacteria. And then there's fungus that have a relationship with the roots of the plants. So they actually go into the roots, and then the fungus goes out and increases the root zone. And when it does that, the plant gives the fungus sugars, and the fungus brings in nutrients like micronutrients and brings it into the plant. So there's all these relationships going on at the microbial level that allow the plant to have the nutrients in it. If you destroy what they call it, the microbial biomass under your feet, if you destroy all those little relationships with all those little tiny critters down there, you're not going to have the nutrients in the plant, because all this has to happen. It's a great big symphony of life. We're not paying attention to it, especially conventional agriculture. They destroy the microbial biomass, and they got to make up for it by adding nutrients and stuff back into their soil. Why are the nutrients gone? Because they leached it away and they destroyed all the mycorrhizal fungi. So But cultures all over the world know how important it is. And I heard in Korea, they have Korean natural farming, and they'll put a bowl of partially cooked rice in the forest, and they'll let the forest inoculate the rice with fungus and bacteria. They take that back to their farm and they spread it on their field. So the forests are actually the areas that treat the rest of it. So it holds the diversity that we need everywhere. So forests are very, very special places. Obviously, I love forests.
You know what, Julie, what you make me feel and think about is that, look, there's got to be something bigger and better than the man, right? I mean, when you talk about the diversity of what's happening in the dirt and under the ground, and how if those things disappear, basically we disappear, right?
Right on. You nailed it.
And yet, as simplistic as that sounds, it's as involved as it can be. Those things you're talking about are alive. We don't see them. And nothing else can be alive that grows unless those things are balanced. Is that safe to say?
That's true. And if you think about it, it has significant layers everywhere. And what I'm talking about is diversity. Without biological diversity, we're heading towards the cliff. Without personal, cultural of diversity in the human population, without the acceptance of diversity and the working cooperation between all of us, we're heading towards the cliff too. What do corporations do? They tell us the best way to live is a rugged individualist and not right. work on your community, right? And so they're trying to head us towards the cliff because they're trying to get us so we don't accept diversity. But we want to have as much diversity as possible everywhere in every system of life. That is the key.
Hey, Julie, can you answer this for me, please? You ever think of running for president of the United States? I mean, that, you know, we need truth tellers, and we need average people, you know, truth tellers who can explain it in a way that all of us uneducated people can understand. And you do an absolutely spectacular job of that. And, you know,
I'm so glad to hear that, Earl, because sometimes I think, well, maybe I'm not saying it in a way that people could understand. And you know, I don't even like to think about the word uneducated, because that really doesn't mean anything. It just means people haven't been exposed to something. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what I'm talking about is, you know, the manner that you are explaining things, I knew something wasn't right, but I didn't know why it wasn't right. You have done a spectacular job of explaining why these things.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned you knew because we all have intuition, and what I encourage people to do is listen to their intuition, because you knew that. You were educated. Your body was telling you something.
Oh, no question. Hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Julie Deleteri, and she's with Singing Trees Farm. When we come back, we'll talk about how people can come and visit the farm and those kind of things. We'll be right back.
Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? Help me, I need you. Cupid, don't fail me. Help me.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by 101 Mobility, providing accessibility solutions for older adults. For a free in-home consultation, call 262-392-8418. That's 262-392-8418.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new?
Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 90. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 68. Mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 88. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And if ever the time was right to have a guest like Ms. Julie De La Terry on, it is right now as we are entering into the growing season and the death of life is coming back to, you know, to life, you know, and when all these things die during the winter and the spring rolls around, life comes back to all of these things. And so it's great information, and that's why we're going to have Julie on again and again. We'll work out a time to have her on. But, you know, Julie, people in the city, they're trying to do the right things. They have plots that they're growing themselves and they're trying to do all the right things, and yet, you know, like you said, there's lead in the soil, in the water. And perfect person just called, and I was hoping that she would. My good friend Mary from Wauwatosa, who is a person who does her own growing. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What do you think of Julie?
Good morning, Earl and guest. Oh, just so uplifting to hear this message. And I just wanted to call attention to a Green Fest Milwaukee that's taking place this Saturday at Flores Hall, 2997 South 20th Street, this Saturday, day before the holiday. So hopefully people would have time to take this in, because I think it speaks to exactly what's being talked about today.
You know, Mary, you grow your own fruits and vegetables. What are your thoughts about what you're hearing?
Oh, just positive, positive, positive. We all need to hear this word.
All right, Mary, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Jackie from Milwaukee. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning. I had a question for Julie. I love this program, but I was curious. I came in at the end of it. I mean, just the last 10 minutes or so. Julie, have you heard of geoengineering? Does that have anything to do with the quality of the dirt and the soil?
Could you say that again? I didn't quite catch that.
Geoengineering? Maybe not. I went to a a meeting up north, and the farmers were all out there, and they were talking. You see these jets that are flying around all over the place? There's a...
Out of the back of the jets and falls to the ground.
Yeah, but it's not normal jets. I worked for an airline for 25 years, so it's not... They're little white jets. And if you pay attention and you look at the sky, they're
yeah. Well, it's called chemtrails. Chemtrails.
That's the slang term, but chemtrails was actually in the there was a Dennis Kucinich had a bill out there. It never passed, but the word chemtrails was in there under biological weapons. So,
right.
So I'm just curious because I know they tested the soil. Somewhere out in California.
So Jackie, let me do this because we're running out of time, and I'm going to have her on again and again and again. Okay. So we'll definitely give you a chance and her to respond. But before Julie goes, I want her to talk about her facility, how people can come out, you know, and those kinds of things.
All right. Well, I'll talk really fast. In 1976, they began researching geoengineering at Lawrence Livermore Laboratory. So we'll pick that up at another time. Another comment is, you said, like, in the wintertime, things die back. In the spring, they come back alive. I just want to point out, Earl, nothing dies in the wintertime. It just kind of slows down.
Dormant.
The bacteria, the fungus, the sap in the trees, everything's still alive. It's still vibrant. It's just sitting there waiting, and it's not dead at all. It's just like people. We got all this energy. We're alive. We're just waiting for that opportunity to become fully ourselves. So what's going on with my farm? It's near Biola, Wisconsin. It's got a trout stream running through it. It has several small fields. I'm increasing the native patch sizes. I'm planting trees every year. We have lifted a turn-of-the-century farmhouse out of the mud and rebuilding it with materials that have come off other old buildings that would normally have been thrown away. So we don't even use any new materials on any of our building because we believe we want to just upcycle as much stuff as possible. There's no plastic on the place anywhere to be found. The long-term vision is to be able to have people learn how to make medicine, gather their own teas, learn how to use their hands, do basic skills, but in a way that's very respectful of the land, respectful of the area. There's a larger opportunity for some spiritual communication with the non-human world there because there's no lights. When you look up, it's you got the sky. There's no light pollution there. It's quiet. It's far off the road. So you'd be able to actually listen to your inner voice and, you know, do some of that internal healing that all of us need to do right now because we live in such a dystopic reality, not of our own making.
You know, I'll call you after the show, and I'm going to make sure that we set up a time and a spot so you and I can continue to bring your voice to people across this state. Who want to make sure that their children and that they are eating right and properly. And I just don't think it's right, Julie, that we live in a country that's supposedly the greatest on earth, and yet the people are being poisoned, and they don't even know it, you know.
I don't know how much time we have now, Earl, but there are movements out there like the community rights movement where communities stand in their power as individuals in their constitutional rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to not be abused by the government and by corporations. That's a whole other conversation, but I'm involved with that movement.
Okay, my friend, leave your number with Calvin, and I'll call you afterwards. Thank you very much. Great information, as I knew it would be. Have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by, how can I forget my friend's name? Do we have enough time? Maybe I need to just make sure to come out and get all my vegetation and fruits from you. It'll help my brain power.
Right on.
Max Richmond will be joining us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
to sell your home this summer? Receive a free home evaluation and repair assessment with the Summer Spruce Package from Sigstock Homes and Homestead Realty. Upon listing agreement, you may qualify for a $500 credit towards any repairs. Visit SigstockHomes.com to spruce up your summer home listing. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.